Good morning, early birds. You've caught the worm, a podcast from Yellowstone Public Radio and our friends in the public media spectrum across the region. I'm Carl Lengel, your host. It is the 10th of April, a Friday in 2026. The Northern Rockies are expected to have a normal springtime wildfire season despite the warm winter and low snowpack, Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports.
The National Interagency Fire Center in Boise says major wildfire activity is not expected this spring. That's not an ironclad guarantee, but early indicators are not raising any red flags. NIFCI says this past winter's abnormally low snowpack does not reflect the near-normal precipitation that's accumulated in the soil since last fall. Dry, warm, and windy conditions triggered multiple large fires in early March, but the agency says expected cool and wet weather, combined with warm and dry spells, supports a normal fire forecast for April. In fact, no substantial changes are anticipated through June. NIFCI's extended outlook suggests normal fire activity throughout the Rockies in July. Reporting from Missoula, I'm Edward O'Brien.
Mining company executives interested in gold near Lincoln met with locals this week to discuss their exploration plans. Montana Public Radio's Ellis Julin has more.
Australian mining company Sentinel Metals has applied for a permit to drill 21 holes on private land just east of Lincoln. The exploration project would be the first step in determining if there's enough gold to build a mine. Krista Lee Evans is Sentinel's VP of Government and Community Affairs.
So only about 1 in 1,000 exploration programs ever turn into a mine, and that's what folks are concerned about. We've heard that. But right now, we're just trying to understand what's there.
Sentinel Metals went public on the Australian Securities Exchange last fall. This exploration is the company's only project. CEO Matt Herbert declined to speak on the record with MTPR. In an investor webinar late last year, Herbert referred to this as the most exciting drill program in North America, with room for growth. The company mailed postcards advertising Tuesday's meeting to every home in the area's zip code. Over 75 people were in attendance. Among them was Jennifer Klinker, who runs a local tow truck company. She said after talking with Sentinel,
"We support them 110%.
Klinker says she hopes the project could bring needed economic growth to the area.
One of the biggest problems in Lincoln right now is no jobs and no housing.
Ellen Schutten, a local resident, says she worries history is repeating itself.
I saw what the last mine did, and then 10 years ago they decided to clean that mine up. $34 million.
She also expressed disappointment about the meeting's format, with tables visitors could walk to instead of a larger question and answer session.
But I thought it was going to be like a sit down, them talk, and then everybody in town get a chance to say something.
Evans said she plans to hold additional meetings for people beyond Lincoln in the future. Employees from Montana's Department of Environmental Quality also had a table at Tuesday's open house. The agency is taking public comment on the project's environmental assessment through Monday, April 13th. Reporting from Lincoln, I'm Ellis Julin.
Youth on the Rocky Boy Reservation now have a new hub to learn, play, and even receive health care. Montana Public Radio's Victoria Traxler has more.
5 years ago, Rocky Boy Health Center, located near Box Elder, asked residents what they'd like to see more of in their community. Health Center CEO Joel Rosette says the answer spurred a project aimed at providing kids and teens a safe space to gather.
The things that our community was asking, especially our youth, safe places, safe place to go, to build community, to gather as community, those things were important to them too. To have that, and then their culture, their language, and the history, all of those were important to them. So those were reassuring, but it also exposed a gap of things we didn't have in reality, right?
The Good Life Lodge, or Mio Pematisiwing Kamik in Cree, seeks to fill that gap. Doors to the facility opened in late March. The center provides services for kids, including education programs, after-school activities, and cultural events. It also serves as a place to receive basic health care, like dental screenings and maternal health support. Rosette says it demonstrates an investment in their community's future.
This lodge we built is going to build our community even stronger and our youth.
The Good Life Lodge will serve at least 1,000 kids a year. In Missoula, I'm Victoria Traxler.
Hundreds of visitors from across the state flocked to Billings this Friday and Saturday for the annual MSU Powwow. Sponsored by MSUB Foundation and alumni and the associated students of MSUB, this gathering is a celebration of Indigenous culture, honoring tradition, community, and connection through song, dance, and storytelling. Leaders at this year's 56th annual powwow include Master of Ceremonies Reuben Littlehead, Northern Cheyenne, Arena Director Rusty Gillette of the Arakara and Hiratsa. Host drum is Bad War Cloud from Fort Peck, Headman Levi Black Eagle from the Absaluk, and Headwoman Micariah Pine from the Absaluk. Admission is free for MSU Billings students, staff, and faculty with a valid U-card. Montana newsrooms joined hundreds of others across the U.S. yesterday to highlight the importance of local news. Laura Hatch from Big Sky Connection has more.
Several dozen Montana media outlets are participating in the first ever Local News Day. That includes Stillwater County News in Columbus, Montana, in the south central part of the state. Editor Charlie Dennison says this is a chance to celebrate local journalism in an era with more ways than ever to take in information.
It's an opportunity for us to just take a day and say, hey, we've been here a long time. Local news has survived this long, and there's a reason for that. And we need local news, and local news is important for many reasons.
Stillwater County News was founded in 1913. It's a weekly newspaper covering Stillwater County. More than 1,400 newsrooms across the country are taking part in Local News Day. It's led by Montana Free Press, whose founder, John Adams, came up with the idea during conversations with other journalists. He says it's a chance for people to reconnect with trusted news sources in their area. I'm Laura Hatch, reporting.
Western states could be a step closer to taking grizzly bears off the endangerment species list, all because of one female and her cubs. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Merspach explains.
Almost 2 years ago, state agencies trucked the female from Montana to Wyoming and released her in the greater Yellowstone ecosystem. The population there is isolated. The goal is to make it more genetically diverse through reproduction. Which is happening, according to a new photo of mother and cubs, says Wyoming Game and Fish's Dan Thompson.
She's still by the den, but she happened to be out that day. Those two cubs were right there.
Now, to spread those genes, he says the cubs will have to survive, and the impact won't be immediate.
We're talking in 100 years or so that we might see some benefits.
This effort's a way to appease courts. Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho have been trying to get grizzlies off the endangered species list, along with the Trump administration. But in 2018, a judge said the Yellowstone population isn't diverse enough. This relocation could help that. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Hannah Merzbach.
For the third year in a row, Cody in northwestern Wyoming has been named one of the best small towns in the West by Readers of USA Today. The newspaper regularly hosts a variety of 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards on topics including best destinations, scenic drives, and theme parks. Rankings are determined by readers' votes. A news release Wednesday from USA Today 10 Best said Cody came in at number 4 in the most recent voting for Best Small Town in the West. Just ahead of Cody in the voting are Grants, New Mexico at number 3, Big Bear Lake, California at number 2, and Palisade, Colorado at number 1. There are Wyoming and Montana contestants in the current voting. Going to the Sun Road and Glacier National Park is in 9th place for Best Scenic Drives. Other regional contestants are in the Best Fishing Lodge, Best Fly Fishing Guide, and Best Rodeo. To vote in the latest USA Today 10 Best Reader's Choice Awards, go to 10best.usatoday.com/awards. Winners will be announced in coming months. As we shed those layers for the warm weather, the Billings music scene is heating up, and former New Yorker Elana Hayden is busy. Hayden has been sharing renditions of the American Songbook wherever audiences will gather. Appearances with the Hayden Trio at the Waiting Room in Billings, the Grand Hotel in Big Timber, and Black Canyon Bistro in Red Lodge are popping up in the next few weeks. This Saturday, Hayden brings the Sugar Daddies to the annual Hamster Boy and Tiger Lily Animal Rescue Fundraiser.
Well, we're going to do a mix of music, blues, jazz, country, some pop. I've invited a few local musicians who are friends to come sit in with us. So, yeah, you never know what's going to happen. It's going to be a free-for-all.
This event takes place at 6 p.m. at Thirsty Street Brewing in downtown Billings on Saturday. It includes food trucks and an art auction and raffles. And on Wednesday, April 29th, the Art House features a sold-out premiere screening of the Emmy-winning Montana PBS series, 11th and Grant with Eric Funk, featuring Alana Hayden and the Sugar Daddies. The genre-defying sound of Arco's drum rings across southeastern Montana these days. The acclaimed violin-guitar duo appeared at the Billings Depot yesterday evening as part of the Billings Symphony's Sukan series. The symphony also sponsors a free Arco Strum appearance tonight in Red Lodge at the Roosevelt Center. Arco Strum features violinist Strauss Shi, a three-time international competition prize winner, and guitarist Tai Sheng, the first and only Chinese classical guitarist to win the prestigious Guitar Foundation of America International Concert Artist Competition. That's The Worm for this Friday. Catch up with us tomorrow for The Weekend Worm.
The Worm is a production of Yellowstone Public Radio. Theme music composed and recorded by Zach Jones at Rapscallion Recording. Metal Art Call captured by Jay McGowan for the Macaulay Library. More information about The Worm is available at ytradio.org.